This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow, and joining me via telephone right now is Brooke Foy, Professor of Art at the University of Louisiana Monroe. And Brooke, it's been a trying time during the semester as all the students got sent home. They've been telelearning and remote learning because of COVID-19. You guys have, in the art department, have come up with something kind of neat for COVID-19. Tell me about what's going on.
We have. We're as faculty, we're trying to find ways to keep our students engaged, and this is one of the ideas we came up with. Let's do a fundraiser for our art society, for Kappa Pi, and we were able to acquire 50 masks, and we were able to distribute those to 25 students, and they are going to transform them into masterpieces, and we're going to do an online auction, and that'll start on Thursday.
So you can literally get a piece of art and wear on your face.
Absolutely. It's going to be really fun. The students are excited. It gives them something different to do. And then we're hoping the community gets behind us because we're all imagining we're going to have to wear these for a while.
I have to ask you, as an art professor, how do you teach students remotely? Do they just hold their paintings or whatever they're working on up to the phone? How do y'all do that?
Well, a lot of what I've been doing is through Zoom. So I'll host Zoom conference calls with my classes, my printmaking class and my 3D class. And we'll talk and we'll do, you know, little demos. And it's actually going really well. I think the most trying class would be our ceramic classes that we have. Those cannot be done at all. So it's definitely interesting.
Now, you've got these 50 masks. What are the masks made out of?
They are 100% cotton, and they have elastic bands for your ears. And they were all made by an alum, actually. One of our alum students, Heather Gill, made all of our masks for us. We ordered some pastel, so the students are creating this really neat design and imagery, and then they'll heat set them, so they will be able to be washed and reused.
And so you don't have to worry. I understand you guys are using the right kind of dyes and paints and things that you'll still be able to breathe through the mask. It's not like a latex
Absolutely
paint or something,
no.
Right?
No. We're not using any normal paints. We're using stuff that is made for fabric. So once it's heat set, it'll still be breathable.
Now, you'll be auctioning off this artwork. How are you doing that? Are you doing that in person or online, or how does it work?
Well, what we're doing is trying to keep everything online so people can work from their homes or on the go. They can actually log in through their phones. They can check the status of a mask that they like. They can bid on it. And I believe it will give everybody notifications when they've been outbid so that we can really keep things going from wherever you are.
And what website do we go to do that?
32auctions.com, and you're going to search for masks up Kappa Pi ULM, and that should take you right to our site.
Okay, 32options.com?
Correct.
And look for Mask Up. Brooke, once again, the funds you raise will go to the art program, and I want to thank you for being with me today. To find out more about the Mask Up program at ULM, you can visit our website. It's kedm.org. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana, Monroe.